Revelation chapter 14. And I looked, and see, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sang a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. These are those who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the middle of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who live on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and language and people, saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters." And another angel followed, saying, "Babylon has fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication." And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worships the beast and his image, and receives his mark in his forehead or in his hand, he shall drink of the wine of the anger of God that is poured out undiluted into the cup of his indignation, and he'll be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment rises up forever and always, and they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name." Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, so that they can rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and see, a white cloud, and on the cloud someone sat like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, shouting with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, "Thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time has come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe." And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple that is in heaven, also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, who had power over fire, and shouted with a loud shout to him that had the sharp sickle, "Thrust in your sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe." And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and threw it into the great winepress of the anger of God. And the winepress was trampled outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even up to the horse bridles, for a distance of 1,600 furlongs.